You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 76, History Curriculum Ideas.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
All right, friends.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to episode 76.
Yes.
Today we're talking all about history curriculum ideas.
Yes, but we are going to pause, and we had the awesome Sally Clarkson. Have you read Sally Clarkson's books?
Yes. Not all, but a couple, and I adore them. She's fabulous.
What is the first one I found? I should have looked at the name. The Life-Giving Home.
Yes.
And yes. it was beautiful, inspiring. She is a grandma, and I love the insight from her of just this creating, being an intentional mother, what you want to create, creating relationships. And she had fun suggestions like putting candles out on the dinner table. She had a spot. She was a big tea drinker, I believe so, right? Mm-hmm. And she always has a special table where she could just sit and have a good conversation with people.
Yeah, and just like a lot of fun home traditions and family traditions that I loved. She has a podcast also that
yes.
I love listening to.
So she actually was going to be on our podcast, but her schedule got full. But instead, she is doing a giveaway with her new book, Awakening Wonder. And so if you're listening to this, you get a full week. So in case you don't listen to it right on listing day, we have three books she gave us to give away. And all you have to do to enter is follow Called to Homeschool on Instagram, follow Teach Beside Me on Instagram, that's Karen, and follow The Hippie Mama on Instagram. And if you go to Called to Homeschool, you'll see our links on both of those. Yeah. So follow all three and comment with... like what? What do we want people to do, like, to enter?
Oh, that's a good question.
Tag a friend?
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be good. We can put all the details in a Called to Homeschool post. We'll
yes.
let you know.
But probably tag a friend, and each friend person you tag is an entry.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So,
yeah, so we'll put a post on that.
And it's called
Instagram.
Awakening Wonder, Opening Your Child's Heart to the Beauty of Learning. Amazing.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. So that is going to be the freebie for this week. We're doing the giveaway, and we will announce the winner on social media a week from today that you're listening to this.
From, yeah.
Yeah, because you'll be listening to it on Wednesday.
Sounds good. All right. So we're going to dive in and talk to you guys about history.
And I am really excited we're doing this. Originally, we didn't really want to talk about curriculum ideas because we're like, there's so many good ones and we don't want to overwhelm you. Mm-hmm. But like as the last week's episode, it was when we talked about, that was last week.
That was last week.
Yeah, when we talked about some of our favorite curriculum stuff, that was super helpful to people.
Yeah.
And it was funny, we interviewed our friends because it was just getting too crazy to record all
of
them.
We were hoping to do video interviews with our friends, but it just did not work out. And so instead we just talked.
Yeah, so we just
got
all their stuff.
Ideas.
And it was great because I have somebody struggling with a subject and they gave me an idea and I thought I had never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. And so I am actually super glad we're doing this. And we're breaking it down into the next 4 weeks. And this one is history. Curriculum ideas, and we did things that they like and things that they have not liked.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go through them one by one of things that they've liked, and some of them are the ones that Karen and I have talked about. And these were, most of these came from our co-op moms.
Mm-hmm.
They've all been homeschooling, geez, as long as we have.
Most, they're kind of all over the place, but a lot of them have been long-time homeschool moms.
Yes, like 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of everyone I asked, and most of them have... like 10 children. No, but like 5+ children. So they've tried to lift a lot of different things, different personalities. And so let's dive in.
All right.
So we're going to start with likes.
All right.
You want to start with likes or dislikes?
I think let's do dislikes first and get them out of the way. And then, because there's only a couple.
This one only had
one. Actually, that's interesting. So actually,
I almost feel bad to say it, but I'm going to share it just because if you were investing money, and your time, and like a lot of us didn't like this one, and maybe that won't work for me.
Yeah, but a lot of people do like it too, so I don't want to just...
But for some reason, our homeschool co-op did not.
Yeah. So this one is The Good and the Beautiful History, and I'll say I've used it. We used it for 2 years.
You did? Okay.
We did. So we did year one, and we got partway through year two. I liked year one.
Okay.
And they changed the format.
And I think a lot of people said the same thing.
For year two, they changed the format, and I did not like year two. So we stopped using it partway through and switched back to what we did like.
And what did you not like about the format?
So the first year, what I liked about it were they had a whole storybook companion that went with it. And we loved reading the stories. And I think for me, my focus has always been for history is focus around stories and literature. And that's just the style of learning I like for history. And so I liked that. And the second year, it just didn't have that. It was just more factual information. And so it just changed it for us. And we just didn't enjoy it as much.
Interesting. That's what Briggy and I tried it last year. And I don't remember what year I bought because I know one was sold out.
Okay.
So I bought year two or year three and we only did it a month.
Yeah.
And you had to listen to the audio stuff. And my kids just don't like listening to audiobooks. They don't like...
there's little audio stories included with it. And my kids actually enjoyed them. We like audio stuff.
Yes, and I know other people do. My kids, like, it's funny. Our homeschool co-op is 30 minutes away from both of our homes. Because we live by each other. And a lot of moms are like, oh, good. We can listen to a podcast as a family. We can listen to books. And my kids... So I presented the idea to my children and they said, that is a terrible idea. We do not like
that's
that.
That's funny. And
that doesn't work for our family.
We do that. We listen to the whole Little House on the Prairie series, going to and from co-op and just fun things like that.
But yeah,
so that was really in our group, the only dislike of history. And it's actually a curriculum I enjoy. And so I feel bad saying that too, but yeah.
And she's doing beautiful and wonderful things.
She is. And I love her books. She's got a lot of great historical books.
That's the thing.
Books.
Her books are so good and her recommendations.
So we do use those a lot and tie those into our history.
Yes. Okay, so let's dive into likes. And Karin and I actually talked about this first one last week.
Yes. Beautiful Feet books is, I would say, probably my most favorite history that I've done ever.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, I do too. And we've loved it. Brigham, I said last week, is reading the American history one that from the Beautiful Feet recommendation from fourth to sixth grade. And the pictures are great. He understands the stories. A lot of great conversations happening.
Yeah, we're doing the same one with my two younger ones.
Yeah.
And my older daughter is also, she's just doing the more advanced American history version.
Yeah.
So we've got three kids on that one.
Okay, this one was one that I know Karin and I are both suckers for, and most of the moms in our co-op, they're amazing. I wish they would have let us have them be on the S&P film because then you could love them as much as we love them. But historical fictions.
Yeah.
Such a powerful way. Charlotte Mason talks a lot about living books versus a textbook. Versus, like, this war happened 1812, right? But, like, why did it happen? How did they feel? What did it happen? Like, what happened to the people? What was their experience? What was triumph? What was the joy? Like, it's so much more meaningful.
It is. It makes it more real and more meaningful when you're reading it in that kind of perspective. You just connect to characters and you just feel a deeper understanding of it.
Well, and I think, too.
That's why I love, a literature-based history.
Yes. Well, when you read about a war, it's like, okay, this happened, this many people died, this is who won. And it's like, it just becomes numbers or facts. Right. But it's like, oh my gosh, this person, their heartache, she lost her son. And it was her only son and she really loved him. And all of a sudden war is awful and dark and like, well, we gotta create peace in our hearts and in our home and in our community. And so to me, it expands like that growth of your heart of seeing these as real people versus just like a name on a plaque that has no meaning or connection to them.
So while this isn't a curriculum per se,
no.
It's just a style of doing history. And I think that's why we both love The Beautiful Feet, because they do that. They use historical fiction books to bring it to life. But there's a lot of different historical fiction book lists you can find for different periods of history. So if you have a particular period of history you want to learn about, you can, do some research and find a few different ones there. But there's just so many amazing books available for.
Yeah. So we're going to share some of the historical fiction books that we love. Mm-hmm. The first three are from Jennifer Nilsson. Yeah. And the first one is A Night Divided, which is so good. This is my first one of her historical fictions I read. And it's about the Berlin Wall going up instantly overnight.
Yeah, and it was a family that got divided on either side of the wall. And really, really powerful story. And I loved it. It was actually a part of history I didn't know very well.
No.
And so it was good for me, which is not far from our lifetime. When it was taken down, it was in our lifetime. But and so it was good for me to learn more about it. And my kids also, they loved that book. We've devoured all of her books.
Yes.
Every one of them.
The second one on our list is Resistance, also by Jennifer Nielsen. Mm-hmm. And this one is based in Poland. And it is a Jewish girl that is basically fighting, like going into ghettos. She can sneak in and out of ghettos. Mm-hmm. She looks, does not look Jewish, and she can speak Polish without Yiddish and without mm-hmm. like coming across as her Jewish heritage. And so she is able to sneak in and out and is a spy, and she smuggles a baby out and mm-hmm. smuggles in food and medicine.
This really saves a lot of people. It's so cool.
Oh, I got chills thinking about it. And so I know that one in particular, because I went and like researched it, and it wasn't necessarily one person that did all those things. It was a multiple group mm-hmm. of people, but that were fighting, because some of them were beautiful of people in there that, like, I remember there was a mom in there who didn't want, she was not Jewish, right? So she wasn't in the ghettos, but she saw them, saw how ugly they were mm-hmm. and awful and evil. But she also didn't know what to do because she wanted to keep her own family safe. So she would bake bread and huck it over the walls.
Yeah.
And sneak yeah. food in that way. Like, okay, like, I don't mm-hmm. know what to do. So I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, it was such a good one. And then the next one is Words on the Fire. And
this one is in Ukraine.
Thank you for filling yeah. it in. Like, I really know the details.
No, it's okay. I just read them recently. And this is the Russians had, what's the word, invaded Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And it was illegal to speak Ukrainian, to have Ukrainian books. You are Russian, you will speak Russian. And these people became these book thieves of
smugglers.
Yeah. I guess there was a book called The Book Thief.
Yeah.
Oops. So, right. So they became book smugglers of getting Ukrainian, the history of the Ukraine
them,
people.
And they would hide them and they would trade them like underground to each
is
other.
Is it Ukraine now? I want to say, is it Lithuania?
It might be Lithuania. Actually, I think it is Lithuania.
Okay. Anyway, I know Russia was the country coming
yes,
in.
Yes, you're right. Anyway, it was a really cool book too. And that one really made me think a lot about like my own personal conviction and what would I do if my beliefs were being stamped down like that, and would I keep fighting and how far would I go?
Yes.
And it was just a really powerful to make me think a lot.
Well, because that's what my husband and I have talked about too. Like, oh, it's so awful what Hitler did, right? Like, I don't think there's anybody on this planet that was like, that was a good plan. Like, everybody agrees that it was bad. But where would you have been? Would you have been one of the people that, like Corrie Ten Boom? Oh, that's another one. Corrie Ten Boom, and allowed people mm-hmm. into your home. Would you have been this cute mom that, like, I don't know what to do. I'm worried about my own family, but I can get food over there.
Right.
Or would you have been one of the people that turned other people in?
Yeah.
Like,
I
it's know, interesting.
I always wonder that too. Where would I stand?
Yes. And I think that's, I mean, as we're talking about this, you can see why this speaks so much to us, much more than just reading a factual textbook. Mm-hmm. Like, if you asked me about World War II, I don't know the exact dates. I couldn't tell you what day certain things happened on, but I know people's stories
right.
and their hearts and what they've endured and went right. through.
So all three of those are by Jennifer Nielsen. Obviously, you can tell we love them. The next one is The Red Scarf Girl, and this one is not fiction. It is
an autobiography.
And
a memoir, is that how you would say it?
Yeah, yeah. And she writes about her time in China under Chairman Mao
mm-hmm.
and the things that happened to her growing up. And she was a young child and, you know, tore
and
her
she
family
was
apart.
For him. Like, she was like, yes, we got to get rid of all these terrible things and these things that aren't working. And so it was just interesting that as she saw it to destroy her mm-hmm. culture and her family and all these things, all of a sudden she realized communism is horrid.
Right.
This is not a good plan.
Yeah, good one to learn about communist China and the things that went on there.
Yeah.
Sad and hard to read, but really good and very appropriate for children.
I was going to say, a bunch of my kids have read that mm-hmm. one, and yeah. It doesn't go into any gory mm-hmm. or gross text mm-hmm. details. Next one is Number of the Stars, and this one is also about a Jewish family, and I want to say they're in Denmark.
I can't remember exactly.
I know they're trying to get it, right. like Denmark yeah. to Sweden is whichever one yeah. of those countries that is, like, you can see it from the other one. And they are trying to, and this one is definitely almost elementary age appropriate mm-hmm. of just very simple, very sweet of talking about getting a Jewish family out of, and I want to say it's Denmark.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll move
Sorry.
On. No, you're okay. The next one is Johnny Tremaine. And this is an American history, historical fiction, and the Revolutionary War. He was it Denmark?
It was Denmark. You're okay. Right. Yeah.
Johnny Tremaine. So like who else? I'm trying to think who's in there. Like the actual characters of people from American history. Not Paul Revere, but I can't remember. But it has all the historical.
So it's in Boston in the 1770s, the time period before the Revolutionary War. Really great story. What I loved about is he's the one that wants to learn everything, right?
Yes.
And I confused this one and the next one we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Often. But yeah, he just is like a voracious learner.
No, that is the next one.
That is
one.
The next one. Yes. I knew I would make
Johnny Tremaine okay, is Johnny one Tremaine. Who was working in a silver shop.
Okay.
And
sorry, you guys, my memory's the worst.
Oh, it's okay. No, yeah. So Samuel Adams, John Hancock. Oh, it is Paul Revere, right? Mm-hmm. That he becomes a part of the organization.
Yes.
So I do have to say this. In the book, he calls somebody a slut. And I laughed so hard because my friend who recommended it, I thought, I cannot believe you recommended a book that said this. And then I went and looked up the word slut, what it meant in that time period. And it did not have the connotation that it has now.
Yeah.
So it's more like you silly girl, and where it's not offensive and insulting. Mm-hmm. So if you are reading it aloud, if you don't want to say that word, like fantastic, switch it to silly little girl, or just be like, I always feel like they should have little things on books. Like this says this word in there.
Yeah.
But anyways,
nice. But
I remember I read it and he called her that. And I was like, what? Like, should I just read that aloud? I'm sorry, everybody. And then we all giggled. But anyway, so I looked it up. That's that word mm-hmm. in the 1700s was not quite what it means now in 2000. So the next one is what Karen
Nathaniel
was thinking.
Bowditch.
Yes, Nathaniel Bowditch. He was a voracious learner. And he, he was impressive. He learned a lot of languages. And this is how my husband loves to learn languages. And now I can't think of the word. But basically, you get a book that you are familiar with and get it in the other language mm-hmm. with English. There is a word for that.
I didn't know that. But it's really cool. And yeah, he learned a lot of languages. He learned about navigation, mm-hmm. Maritime navigation and ships. And he was just really impressive. And I remember just reading that and loving just his desire. It's Carry On, Mr. Bowditch.
Okay.
Is the actual title of the book here. Bowditch. Neither of us are sure. We both said it differently. So I'm not certain which way to say it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just loved his story so much. And it's one of those that if you want to inspire your kids to love learning, this is a really good place for them to learn from.
Okay, I haven't read this next one, so you have to tell us.
Island of the Blue Dolphins. This is a really cool one about a young girl who's basically on an island alone. Her family all gets killed off and she's left alone and has to figure out how to live and how to survive. And It's really
a historical fiction.
Cool. It is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's really cool and really powerful story. And at the end, you kind of learn the details of what really happened. But she escapes, eventually learns how to get herself away and back to civilization. But it's a really powerful story of, you know, someone just learning how to survive and the things that she has to do and learn and her will to live.
That's cool. Powerful.
Yeah.
And so I'm buying that one and this next one that Karen just told me about because I hadn't read this one either and it sounds fascinating. Witch of Blackbird Pond.
Yes, and I'm looking up details again so I can tell you correctly because I mix up things a lot. But this one is the 17th century in England. From what I remember, it's about like Salem witch trials. And I'm drawing a blank. I just remember we loved it a lot. And my kids read it too. I read it to them, I think. And really good one. So there's a good recommendation, but
That's okay.
I'm
all
sorry,
right,
you guys.
Then the last one is actually a series of Christian Heroes Then and Now. Oh, no, we have two more. Christian Heroes Then and Now. We really liked this one. We did Eric Liddell. Mm-hmm. He was the Chariots of Fire. That's that movie. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more to his life. That the book was like the Olympics, and then it was all these amazing missionary things he did in China. What a positive person he was. How much he loved God. Those ones are powerful. Who else did you like in the Christian heroes? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Oh,
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
No, you always okay. Me.
Oh, sorry. David Livingstone. We read
if
him.
I've read all these.
David Livingstone, by the way, I always laughed on that one because he'd go out and explore and then come home and be like, oh, you have a new baby? And then he'd go out and explore again. And I thought, Mr. Livingstone, just give that woman a break.
So I actually
I love this one.
Met the author. Janet Benge, I think is how you pronounce her last name. But I got to meet her at a blogging conference, and she's so amazing. But she and her husband write these together. And yeah, I read the George Mueller one. We've read several of these.
Yeah, George Mueller was great. We actually talked about him today in scriptures, that his whole orphanage was based off faith.
Mm-hmm.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Yeah.
He tried to assassinate Hitler when he realized what was going on. I was going to say, there's quite a few.
There are tons of them, like a whole ton. Oh, Corey Ten Boom.
Oh, yes. I prefer Corey Ten Boom's actual book.
I do too.
I've read
Gladys Alward. We've read that one. We have quite a few of these books in our shelves, and I like them a lot. They're great.
Yes. And then the last one, Childhood of Famous Americans.
Yeah, and these ones are fun. My oldest, Brennan, read these like crazy when he was younger, but they're about the childhood of people who grew up to do really cool things. And,
yes.
And I love that because it goes into, you know, what brought them to be this great person? You know, how were they raised and what did they do as a kid? And they're just fun stories, and they're really great for younger kids to read. They're just easier, and they can relate more because they're children.
Yeah, definitely an elementary series.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one of history ideas. So it was funny, not a lot of people that we like curriculums. They love to be able to pick them. And so this was Well-Educated Heart, and she has the Libraries of Hope. Now, not very many people in our, co-op do the monthly rotation.
So let's explain what it is
okay.
first. So what she has done for Libraries of Hope is she's taken books that have gone out of print,
mm-hmm.
that are old historical books. She has like a time period that she focuses on.
Oh, yes, I did read that the other day.
I can't remember what it is. It's
like the Romance, the Renaissance, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, so she focuses on a specific time period because she likes that style. And she has brought them back and found there's, you can get them all online for free,
mm-hmm.
or you can buy the printed copies of them. There's two ways that you can get it. And she puts them together in like monthly themed rotations. So like, for instance, like in January, you would learn astronomy and you would learn. So she has like history and science and like all different topics that you can cover and study based on these books. And it is all free on her website. She also has podcasts that teach you things, and she has art that you can pull in, and all kinds of just beautiful, beautiful stuff that we love. We love her resources and her style.
Yeah, so I will go to her and look up books mm-hmm. and then do it in a 12-week term versus a monthly semester.
Yeah.
But I love her suggestions.
Yeah, and hers, she doesn't call it like a history curriculum. She's just like, these are beautiful resources. And her whole philosophy is warming the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wants you as a mother to warm your children's heart to these beautiful things that you can just experience as a family, and it makes you a better person.
Yes. So I really liked her suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as history, she has a brand new one this year out called My America Storybook.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just looking at it. A bunch of our friends have done it and loved it. And we're like on the fence. There's so many good things out there. That's why we were worried about doing a curriculum podcast episode, is because we didn't want to overwhelm people, but we also wanted to let you know the options out there.
And this My America Storybook is the same, where you can buy it printed or you can get it free online. But what it is, it's all American history, and it's biographies and art and exploration and discovery of America. So she has like a whole series that she's coming. The first one is Exploration and Discovery. The second one that's out is Settling the Colonies. So she's going to go through periods of time, it looks like. And I actually haven't used any of them yet, but I have heard wonderful things from several of my friends that they just love it. So if you're looking for a great option for American history, look into that one.
Okay. The next one we both tried this one, Story of the World.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people had liked that one.
It's a 4-set series that goes through different time periods. So like the first one is like the earliest, and it moves like period by period through each of the 4 books.
And you read a little story, and then there are fun activity suggestions. Mm-hmm. I think they even have like questions you could ask.
Yeah, if you get the activity book. They're separate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I did have both. We always just did the activity. We didn't do the questions and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it was perfect for my family when we had a lot of people doing the same subject.
Yes.
It worked really well for us.
We liked it a lot as well. We went through the full series and then changed to something different.
Yeah.
But we liked it. Yeah. And they also have those on audio. If your family is an audiobook listener, that's a good one.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so one of our friends, remember, she talked about that they were in music classes and it was 30 minutes away, 40 minutes mm-hmm. away. And they listened to Story of the World.
Yeah.
On the way up, they listened to one. On the way back, they listened to one. And her kids loved it.
Yeah. They're fun. And then the final thing we have, and this will go through every subject, but Easy Peasy. It's Easy Peasy All-in-One Online Homeschool. Pretty sure is the full name of it.
Okay.
But what it is, you may have heard of this already, but it's just a full online curriculum for free that I have never used. I don't know much about it. But they have lots of subjects and all grades.
Yes, our friend that has 10 kids mm-hmm. loves Easy Peasy.
Yeah, she always recommends that
yes.
one.
Yes. She's kind of switched more to a well-educated heart, but she has kept Easy Peasy for certain subjects.
Mm-hmm. So that's a great one if you want an all-free option and for all your grades. But I can't tell you much about it.
No, just from what their experience.
Recommended by lots of people.
Okay, so those are some of the history curriculum ideas. Most of those we have tried except for Easy Peasy. Mm-hmm. I will also be buying the two books Karen talked about that I hadn't heard of. I've done that more than once on our episodes. And then just to remind you about that you can win these awesome books from Sally Clarkson, Awakening Wonder, and just go on Instagram and go follow the three accounts, and we will have a winner next week.
Yay.
Okay, you guys are awesome.
See you later.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.